Marty Lurie here, KNBR 680, with the manager of the Giants, and I want to talk a little baseball philosophy with you. And, you know, I do these shows, I talk about baseball all the time. 22, 23 games to go, 21 games. It's a pennant race. It goes back and forth. It's an eternity in baseball to have that many games in September.
Yeah, it really is. And then you get to September, and now you got the intensity, the excitement of being in a pennant race. And it's the way you played, Marty, and I got a good group here, and you know, they've been through it. They're battle-tested, and I can't tell you what's going to happen, but I can tell you that they're going to be going all out. Despite our struggles, I just love the mood, the tempo of the club. I know we've had some tough losses, but they're coming out every day, and that's all you can ask.
Well, you've been in pennant races before, and a pennant race goes back and forth. You go up by a couple, down by a couple. You know, all of a sudden, you win two, they lose two, and the world looks different. And this is what I want people to understand. That's a pennant race.
It is. You know, you lose a game, you think, that's devastating. But, you know, this time of year, you got to put those behind you, and it's going to go down the wire. It is, and but it's going to be up to us to, you know, pick it up, play better, all around, and find a way to get this done. And, you know, I don't think there's a better club with their backs against the wall or when they need to win than this club. They've shown that over the years. It's in their DNA. They just keep fighting, and so I've got a good group here.
Well, I always say it's pitching and defense, and I always look at the league leaders in ERA, the team league leaders for starting pitching in ERA. You look at the top five, they're always in the playoffs, and you're still in the top five.
Right, and that's what it's going to come down to. We have to pitch well. We have to really execute our pitches, and now we've got to catch the ball, and that's going to be the key for us. But still, with that said, we've got to find a way to get these bats going. You know, we're underachieving offensively. They know it. But now I think they're coming out of it. I like the swings here recently a lot better, and we have seen some good pitching in Chicago. But I tell you what, they fought hard in that series, and you know, in Colorado, yeah, we let that one get away, but you know, we're going to have to find a way to get some runs too.
What is it with hitting? And look, you're a hitter, you're in the major leagues as a catcher, you've been with some great hitters. Why does hitting go in a slump? I mean, speed doesn't, defense doesn't, but somehow hitting goes in slumps.
Well, I'll start with this. It's the hardest thing, I think, in all sports. You know, hit a baseball that's 90-plus, especially with the arms we're seeing now. You feel round bat, round ball. Your timing's got to be just right. And, you know, your timing gets a little bit off or fatigue sets in, and that changes your swing. You get a bad habit, and then you get a couple guys not hitting. That can get contagious, just like guys getting big hits can get contagious. And yeah, I've been fortunate. I've been doing this a while, and there's no magic wand on how to get guys to hit, how to force them. But you still got to stay behind them. You got to stay positive. That's the biggest part. It's mental. Just like a slump is mental. You start having this self-doubt creep into you. And, so we have actually a video. They have iPads that, you know, they have before the game. They can look at their good at-bats and hopefully instill the, you know, those positive vibes before they go into the game.
All right, nice to talk to Bruce Bochy here before the game here. When someone looks at an iPad or looks at a video and looks at a good swing, then looks at a swing that maybe they didn't get a hit on, what do they see? What's the difference? What do you look for?
Well, there can be a couple things. I mean, you start with mechanics to see if you're doing something a little different mechanically. You can put a good swing and a bad swing right together and just see if you're overstriding or, you know, you're opening up too early, your hands dropping a little bit more than normal or going up a little bit more than normal away from your body. All these things come into play, I think, is what you look at. And you have to also remind yourself, if it's a bad pitch, it's hard to take a good swing at a bad pitch. You're probably not going to get a good swing off. So that's a one you got to erase and realize, you know, you're just not going to be able to get a good swing off on a ball that's in the dirt or outside.
All right, a little hitting lesson from the manager, Bruce Bochy. I like the technical part of baseball. You have to be able to close games, as you said many times. How do you go about it now with 22, 23 to go? How do you approach a ninth inning?
Yeah, and that's, I know with our situation, that's a question that's being asked a lot. And, you know, we have a guy that has saved 31 games. Now, he has seven blown saves. And, you know, it's funny. You go down to L.A. and their guy's blown six and no one's talking about it. So it's the ninth inning. It's a different inning. And so it's not like you can throw anybody in there. You saw the last game. We tried to pick up Garcia. We hit a batter and then we put Joe in a tough spot and we didn't catch a fly ball. But I think you have to stay behind Garcia. And, I talked about it with the media earlier today that, you know, hey, we got some guys and, you know, we'll go with our best guys that we think. Believe me, I win every game that we have a lead in the ninth. And so we'll go with our matchups and go with, the guy who we think has the best chance of getting him out. And I think across the board, I talked to Dave Righetti and Mark Gardner, and we still think Garcia, he's got four pitches. He's got great stuff. We're missing Law right now. So that takes a little bit away from the decision-making because what a lot of people don't understand, it's just not the ninth inning. Yeah, I got to get outs in the sixth, but probably more importantly is that seventh and eighth. And you got to go with your guys there to stop it. I don't want to lose the game there either. And you plug a hole here and you open up another one. And so that gets tough. And we have blown eight games in the seventh inning. We've blown six in the eighth inning. So, that's been an issue too.
Well, that's why you're going to the Hall of Fame. And you're the guy who has to figure it out.
Well, trust me, we had a day off yesterday and met with Rags and Gardy, and, I'm looking at everything, and I know it's frustrating when you blow those games in the ninth inning, and he's the guy that gets all the attention, but there's, like I said, it's been earlier games where we lost them earlier, but the ninth inning is where all the attention goes, just like a field goal kicker at the end of the game. So we got to stay together through all this and stay positive, and, if Casilla's out there, we got to pull for him. I hope he don't go, oh, no.
Very interesting. I always enjoy talking baseball with Bruce Bochy. All right, but my point is, in having you on today, there's so much baseball left to be played that you just can't go two down, two up, and that's what the pennant race is all about.
Right, right. And you got to keep your poise.
And
yeah, it is. Every game. And you got to go out there with the same mentality as in the playoffs, and you try to do that to every game. But I mean, especially now, every play, every at bat, every pitch, base running, defense. I mean, you can't drift mentally on anything because, as you well know, we play so many close games, and that's probably gotten us as much as anything. Is we're having a hard time tacking on to take a little pressure off these late inning relievers.
All right, pleasure having you on, and you look relaxed.
Well, you got to be. I mean, this is why you play the game, as I said. And, it's much better being in this situation than, 15 games out or whatever. And we've been here before. And the last thing they need to see from me is any kind of anxiety or panic, whatever. I believe in these guys. I believe they're going to get it done. And I'm not going to stop.
All right. Thanks for coming on, Bruce. As always, nice to see you in Arizona.
Yeah, it's good to be here. A little warm outside. I know you live here. I don't know if I could live here, Marty, but it's always good to visit. I love spring training here, and I'm hoping that we play well.
Well, I haven't gone to Goldman's Deli yet, but if I go there, I'll have the stuffed cabbage.
Yeah, I haven't been out. I had a day off. I just got a haircut and relaxed, walked around the mall a little bit.
All right. Thanks, Bruce. Thank you.
All right. Good talking with you, Marty.
More coming up. KNBR 680, the sports leader.